You are listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 227. I have tried everything.
Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready?
Hello, how are you doing? Well, I have had an interesting week, and I want to tell you about it. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before on the podcast. I think I've talked about it on Instagram or whatnot, but my husband owns a renewable energy company, and that's what he goes to Africa a lot for, is for that company. And he had a shipment of solar panels come into California, and it is significantly cheaper for him or someone from his company to just drive to California, pick up the panels, than it is to actually have them shipped here. So our second son has started to work for him. And so I thought, perfect, I'm going to have him in charge of picking up these shipments. So anyways, for the first one, my husband thought, well, just to like make sure you feel comfortable with the trailer, like let's test do it together. Let's drive down together to California and we'll do this together. So they're going to go, and George decides to tag along because why not? We homeschool. He can totally go with dad and brother if he wants to. Another awesome perk. So they get down there and they pick up the shipment on Monday, and they start driving back to Utah when the truck starts acting up. The truck ended up having some issues with the coolant. Now, I do not speak car, and so I can't tell you much more than that, other than it was really overheating and it was really struggling to go. They were able to limp into Prim, Nevada at about 1 a.m. and stayed the night there. The next morning, they were able to get a hold of a mechanic who was going to be able to fix the truck. The only problem was is they didn't know if it was a one-day fix, a week fix, a month-long fix, or anything like that. So, and they had nothing with them other than the clothes on their back because they figured they'd be back home that night, Monday night. So Tuesday, when I was talking to them, I said, hey, I can do this. I can come and grab you. So I actually drove down towards Vegas, stopped in St. George, did all my afternoon calls, and then finished the drive to Vegas and went to go pick them up. Now, I had started to feel a little sick that morning, but I didn't think much of it. Pick them up in Vegas. We drive back to St. George to spend the night. And by this point, I am so stinking sick. I am so fevered. I am coughing. My nose is running. You can still hear it, right? My body hurts so bad, like it's so achy. I don't know if you do this when you're sick, when like you're so stinking cold and then like you'll overheat and like everything is so hot. So anyways, I was just a mess. I felt awful. I figured, so then the next morning we get up and we are going to drive back to our home in Utah. And I figure that night, once I can get a good night rest in my own bed, I am going to just start feeling so much better because it is not like me to get sick. So wake up Thursday morning. Nope. Still super sick. Can barely do anything. I did some school with my boys and it wiped me out. I just did our group stuff together and I couldn't do any more. And I ended up falling asleep the rest of the afternoon. And my sweet Tess came and finished school with her brothers. So then I'm thinking, okay, like I've been sleeping. I'm getting all this rest. I'm like doing everything I can, right? Like all the supplements, all the oils, I'm doing everything. I should feel better Friday morning, right? Nope. Still ridiculously sick. So like we are 3.5 days in of just so stinking sick. So achy. Like my head is just killing. I actually coughed, sneezed so hard. I thought I threw out my neck. Like, what was that? It hurt so bad. Everything was awful. You know, you think you're like, oh, I'm going to die. This is terrible. And so at this point, I am feeling pretty darn sorry for myself. And I'm going into victim mode. Like, this is not fair. I am a healthy person. Why am I so sick? Wasn't I just sick a few weeks ago? I was. I think it was at like the beginning to middle of August. I know before my son got home, I was pretty sick then too. I shouldn't be getting sick. I am outside all the time. I'm always working in my garden. I'm moving my body. I always am exercising. I eat a lot of like real food. I don't eat a lot of processed food. I only eat out really once a week. I take vitamins. This isn't fair. Now, why am I bothering to tell you all about my woes? Is it so you can feel sorry for me? No, it's not. I share this because have you ever had this type of attitude in your homeschool with your kids? Maybe you aren't getting a result you want. Like you want your kids to get up, get ready, do their chores, do it like they're just so happy to do these things and there's no fight. And you think you are doing all the things right. Like I am trying to do everything right and nothing is working. When you go into that victim mode, you're kind of like, I try to be patient. I work on connecting with them. I have beautiful stories. We have beautiful artwork, all of this, nothing is working. Why not? And when we go down that rabbit hole of I have tried everything and nothing is working, then we shut off the possibility of solutions. And we shut off that part of our brain that starts to be able to look at a full picture to actually see what is going on. Because I'm willing to guarantee that no one has tried everything, especially when it comes to kids and homeschool. After my own pity party of this isn't fair that I'm sick again, I started to get curious if there was something I was doing that was making it easier for me to get sick. And this was a really interesting place to be because once I opened up this thought, because like when I'd been so sick, I just sat there and felt sorry for myself. Like, this is so not fair. There's so many things I want to be doing. I had so many awesome plans for my week and so many things, and I was doing none of them because I felt so awful. And as soon as I got into this space of, I wonder why. Is there something I am doing and not like to beat myself up, but this space of like, I just wonder, I'm curious. And I started, my brain like started offering me reasons why that maybe I'm getting sick these last couple, within last month of getting sick a couple times. So I remembered this summer, there has been a lot of emotion going on this summer. It has been a busy summer at our house. My daughter, Bella, got home from Thailand in June. And as soon as she got home, we left maybe the next week or so, and we went on a little trip together because she never got a senior trip or anything. So we hurry and we snuck away on a little trip. Then there was getting ready for her mission all summer long. And then my son was coming home from his mission. So what did I, like, I told myself I needed to have his room redone, repainted. We put it in a closet, got new beds, new sheets, all those types of things. I wanted my yard to look all pretty for the homecoming farewell party. Excuse me. And so I was working my guts out of my yard and doing all these types of things, getting ready for the party, all that stuff. Then I decided to throw in that trip to Hawaii. So there was a lot of planning and prepping for all of that that stuff. So all of that. And then getting my daughter on her mission, starting her mission, all of those things. There's just been, I mean, that's just like my personal life. That doesn't even include like my business. I offer curriculum now, right? The lesson plans and just different things that I'm doing in that part of my life. So there was just a lot going on this summer. And as I was looking at that, I started to look at how I haven't allowed myself to rest. I haven't allowed myself to take a nap in a while. And I was thinking about this because I like naps. And when my kids were little, I'd make them play a game like whoever like falls asleep first wins. And I could get like almost everybody to take a nap with me so I could sneak in a nap every day. And then it's funny when I'm training for something, I'm not training for anything right now. I'm just exercising. But like when I'm training for something, I don't feel guilty for taking a nap. Like I'm like, yeah, I'm super tired. So I'm going to go take a nap. But when it's like, well, it's life. I just need to suck it up. My kid's like she's going to be leaving. I want to spend as much time with her as possible. And now that Porter's back, like, oh, I want to spend as much time with him, you know, just different things like that, that I have not allowed myself to take a nap. And my body is exhausted. It's so funny. My body just needs sleep. I mean, we all do, but it really affects me physically when I don't get sleep. And I remember years ago, my husband went to a conference and it was just up in Park City, Utah. And in the daytime, they had activities for the wives. And I didn't go to any of them. I just slept. I just stayed in my hotel room and I just slept, like just to catch up on so much sleep. So this summer of just go, 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 excuse me, of just going, like my body's like, I got to do something. You're not going to rest. And so all of a sudden, when I look at it like that way, like no wonder I'm getting sick. my body needs rest and it's going to get it however I want. If I'm not going to give it to it, it's going to make me sick. So I keep, will finally go and rest. So then it was no wonder the other results I was getting. So as you do the same thing with whatever's going on in your life, in an area that you're feeling stuck, like, oh, I'm trying everything, I'm doing all the things, and trying to look at the whole picture of what is going on, can you start to see why you're getting the results you are getting? So we can go back to the example of chores in the morning. Maybe you notice that you're actually not very consistent at helping your kids stay on task, or very consistent of every day, this is what we do. Maybe your kids know that if they just run off and play or do something else, that you'll just go and do the chores for them, right? Maybe you are trying to connect with them, but you're also yelling at them quite a bit, which causes a bigger disconnect, meaning they are probably avoiding you at times so that they don't want to get their chores done. When you step out of the thought, I have tried everything, and maybe try on a thought like, I wonder why I'm getting the results I'm getting. Or I wonder why things are this way. I feel like that gets you more into a space of curiosity, which is a great place to start seeing how you can solve problems. So in your life, if something in your life is feeling off, your homeschool, your kids, they're like, everything's feeling a little bit off. Maybe think about letting go of the thought, like, I've tried everything and I'm feeling stuck, right? And trying on a thought like, I wonder what I am doing to create this result. Now, just a final thought I wanted to add in on this is that you can also just be okay with where you are. So for example, I could stop fighting that I hate being sick and just be okay that I need some extra rest. You can stop fighting that your kids need to get up at a certain time and do their chores and be okay with your family looking a little bit different. Whatever option you choose, I just challenge you to not do it in a place of this victim mode of like, I'm just giving up, so like, why bother? But instead, like, actually, I'm choosing these results right now and I'm just going to be okay with that. Whatever works for you, that's what I want you to do. But challenging you to not get stuck in that victim role, because then you won't have that peace or the ability to move past it when you are ready. I love your guts, and I will talk to you next week. Hey, friend, if you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.